This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McCullough. For most people, getting a fair market value basis at death is more important than avoiding estate tax. That's because the estate tax exemption is high enough that very few estates incur it. But how much jointly owned property gets a new basis at death when a joint owner dies? I'll be back in a moment to discuss.
With increased trucks on the road, injury accidents are increasing as well. If you or a loved one have been injured in a truck accident, write down this website, rbr3.com. Personal injury is all they do. Your first step, the most important, rbr3.com. Buying and selling farm, construction, and fleet equipment has never been easier than it is with Purple Wave Auction, a global marketplace free of reserves and hidden fees. It's the place to go to buy or sell heavy equipment. Get started today, purplewave.com.
For jointly owned property, how much of it gets a new income tax basis at death? It depends. For joint tenancies involving persons other than husbands and wives, property is taxed in the estate of the first to die, except to the extent the surviving owner or owners prove contribution for its acquisition. The portion included in the deceased tenant's estate gets a fair market value basis in the hands of the surviving joint tenant or tenants. For joint tenancies involving only husband and wife, one half of the date-of-death value is included in the deceased joint tenant's estate. Under this rule, the surviving spouse only gets a basis increase in that half. But for marital joint tenancies created before 1977, and the spouse that bought the property dies, the surviving spouse gets a basis increase in all of the property. That means if the surviving spouse sells the property shortly thereafter, there's likely to be little, if any, gain. If you and your spouse bought farmland before 1977, this rule might be very helpful. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McCullough.